Blackstone Audio presents Our Times by A.N. Wilson. This book is subtitled The Age of Elizabeth II. Introduction. Queen Elizabeth II succeeded her father, George VI, on the 6th of February 1952. This story is not about her, but it covers the years of her reign, which, at the time of writing, looks as if it might well rival that of Queen Victoria in longevity. Victoria reigned for more than 63 years. Already the reign of Elizabeth II has encompassed so much change and has witnessed so many remarkable achievements that it makes her seem almost like a time-traveller, spanning not just 6 decades, but whole centuries. The Britain of the early 1950s is so utterly different from Britain in 2008, when I lay down my pen, that it is bizarre to think that we have had the same head of state as we did when rationing was still in force and when Churchill was still Prime Minister. But was this Queen's reign, like that of Victoria, a time of British success or of failure? Will this, the second Elizabethan era, compare favourably with that of her great-great-grandmothers or not? The age of Victoria was one in which Britain became the greatest world power. At the beginning of Victoria's reign, the first waves of industrial and technological revolution had put Britain into a position in which she had no rivals in the fields of invention and industrial productivity. It only needed free trade, which came about as a result of repealing tariffs on imported grain, the so-called Corn Laws, for an amazing bonanza to take place. Thereafter, for half a century, until Germany was united and began to catch up, there was no country on earth to match Britain's wealth-producing capacity. At the same time, thanks to a combination of commercial enterprise